welcome to the second edition of Greg's Haunted Amusement Park, the really, really bad podcast that we like to make on occasion. I'm your host, Greg Dariano.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm NJ.
Yeah. And today we are going to talk about a couple of things that have been on our minds lately. Starting with Canon Lynch 2.
As you may notice, if you're a fan of our podcast, the long run.
The whole 111 of you guys.
We're missing our precious little Canadian Mikey, and we're going to try to get him back for the second part of all this nonsense.
May he rest in peace.
All right, so have either of you guys played the Canon Lynch demo yet?
Yep, I have, and I'll tell you one thing, it's fucking great.
I haven't played it yet.
If they could fix that whole control problem, then yeah, it'd be a really fun
game. Yeah, it's got control problems. It's seriously placed like a Japanese game. But then again, it's set in what, Hong Kong? Or is it Shanghai?
Shanghai. Set in Japan. Shanghai, yeah.
I like the whole atmosphere thing, and I really like the camera effects that they put in. They're really
I like how when you shoot somebody in the head, it's pixelated.
As well as the tits that jiggle around if you chase the naked lady around.
Hey, Dylan. Dylan, talk about that thing that you did with the car that when you blew it up.
No, I found out that wasn't a car. That was like there were a bunch of propane tanks, and I shot one of them, and I pretty much caused the Fallout 3 engine to take effect in Canon Lynch 2. So.
Yeah, but didn't you like throw a grenade under a car? And then when it blew up, like, the whole screen...
Well, no, it hit... I threw a gas can over by some propane tanks I didn't know were there, and I shot the gas can, and it just made everything in the vicinity explode into a beautiful flame, and the camera just had a seizure, and then Fallout 3 engine came into effect, so...
What does that mean?
In other words...
Everything was gone.
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. That's a part of the fucking story, though. The propane tanks, at least.
Really?
Yeah, they are. If you hit the little Chinese diner or shop thing and came against yelling, shoot the propane tanks! That's what you do. You shoot the propane tanks, and everything blows up in a glory blaze of, well, glory. And then you get a stupid cutscene, and they say the game will be out this day and this year.
When is that released, anyway?
August 22nd. Or 3rd.
Just in time for me to get that for my birthday. Yo.
Shut the hell up. I ain't getting you shit.
I don't want you to buy me anything.
In that case, I'll buy a fucking game. Deal with it.
Oh, by the way. Yeah.
Just to piss you off.
I'll call the cyber police.
Hey, NJ.
You call the cyber po-po on me? No.
NJ,
We're getting off.
Let's stop talking about Canon Lynch 2 and carry on to something completely different. Let's carry on to Battlefield and, well, even more DLC. That is exactly the same.
Yeah. Okay, so I bought Battlefield Bad Company 2 when it was new. I bought a new copy. I got the VIP status, and over the course of the past, well, how many months has it been out? Like two or three?
Four months.
Yeah, about 4 months. They've released about 5 map packs and a couple other DLC items.
Now, that sounds like a lot, but with all due respect, it is not.
Yeah, the map pack...
I can't talk about this because I haven't really played that, so I'm just going to chill out over here.
Okay. Go ahead, boy.
The maps that they've been releasing post-release have... They're basically all variants on the different modes and the same maps that the game shipped with. So you're basically just unlocking them as you play. Because you don't even need to download anything. What happens is... You'll play the game, and then once they unlock the maps, they're available right away, and it's like if there is any kind of download, it comes in the form of an update, a game update, as well. It's only like a few kilobytes, a couple hundred.
Let's put it this way: that's actually not a bad idea. I suppose that's a very good way of keeping people interested. But that's kind of part of the problem as well. None of the maps are new; it's all the same stuff. It's, once again, Nelson Bay, what's the other one I call again? It looks a bit like, as if you're in the Gulf War.
Oh, God,
all those fucking maps have some sort of name in there that you can't pronounce no matter how hard you try.
Nelson Bay is one of the snowy ones, right?
Yeah, it's the fucked up one nobody really likes.
I kind of liked that one. I thought it was good, but
I've
played that game in like 2 months. So
yeah, because I broke the disc.
No, I got tired of it and sent it back or traded it.
The reason why you play was because of us anyway.
Mm. But
single player sucked.
Yeah,
but carry on.
Well, I will say this though. I've unlocked a few new things in the Medal of Honor beta, and I can see that game having some legs if people want to keep playing it. Provided they release in the full game, they have more upgrades and more weapons available to you than are in the demo. Because as it stands right now, there's not a whole lot in terms of variety, but there are a few different modifications you can get. It's basically the whole thing is the reason you want to keep playing is to keep getting kills, not necessarily to rank up or anything like that. It's class-based, like Battlefield of past iteration. You have three different classes. You have a rifleman, which is the person that uses like the M16 or the AK-47, and then light machine guns and stuff like that. And then
can I interrupt you for just a second?
What's that?
Dylan, doesn't it just kind of like feel like you're working at Fox News and you're currently trying to occupy yourself by staring very ferociously into the camera, while you're listening to some shit dick from some random ass place who's talking about his life?
I'm on Facebook.
Over the phone? Oh, see, there you go.
All right, well, anyway, all I'm saying is that...
But carry on, sir. We are truly interested.
They need to include some more variety in the multiplayer. I mean,
I think they completely fucked that. I mean, it's been like, what, 4 months?
Four
they still haven't got new maps. I think they're not gonna.
What?
I'm talking about Battlefield. What the hell are you talking about? I'm
talking about Medal of Honor.
The hell are you changing subject, smartass?
I was oh my god. NJ, you are such an alcoholic idiot.
Anyway. No. I knew you were talking about fucking.
Oh, well, we know where this is going.
Caring. Alcoholic.
All right, so anyway, let's move on. Okay, so Spec Ops The Line. I got into the beta for that, too.
Can we give Dylan a chance to talk, goddammit?
No.
I know a bit about Spec Ops.
Yeah, so do I. It's set in Dubai.
Enough to know that I could not care about that game, you know, at all, honestly.
You know what? You know what? Let's just talk about StarCraft 2 and do it again when Mikey ever shows up.
No, I don't know anything about that, and neither does Greg. So no, this is just going to be you talking.
Yeah, shit, right.
Anyway, like... It's saying something when you bring back a budget franchise. Okay, you cannot change a budget franchise. A budget franchise will always be a budget franchise, okay? It's always just going to be awful and sold at Toys R Us for like $5 as a gift for a kid's stocking who has a video game console. That's all it's going to be.
Let me guess. My Deadly Premonition?
I wouldn't recommend that game to any child. I don't believe in child abuse, so...
Yeah,
it's not abuse if he enjoys it.
You're just masochistic, that's why you play it.
You couldn't, okay, I can barely enjoy that game, and I'm such an ironic hipster, I understand that it's being funny, so.
No.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. No, Garrett.
Well, I don't know, I think we have a certain friend who would be really into that game if he gave it a chance, because he is such a hipster.
Who would that be? Oh, our good
Hey, we're not allowed
Bruce.
To say names.
Bruce Grossman! Sorry, did I just blow it out of the floor? Damn! Oh,
yeah,
we have to cut that out. Oh, wait, no, we don't have to because I'm the one who's going to edit this.
You might be familiar with...
Oh, Total Control, I love you.
Some of you might be familiar with a Giant Bomb user who goes by the name of Bruce.
Pretentious hipster from... No, never mind. That's
he's a filthy, reputable hipster.
Whoa. Talk
whoa,
nice.
Whoa, look at you. You're getting all kinds of offensive.
Crap.
Oh, I'm just kidding. We love him, but,
yeah, now you're kidding because you're being flamed because of it. Yeah, nice.
Anyway.
Okay, so you don't like him. Carry on.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just think that he would find it interesting because he listens to all kinds of, you know, obscure music that's, like, very current, very hip.
This is the fucking Springsteen. That's the last thing I would call him.
Yeah, he does, yeah, okay.
He's a bigger Bruce Springsteen fan than I am.
Yeah. NJ, were you born to run?
I was born to run.
Yeah. I was born to run. Like anything Bruce Springsteen related other than Titus Andronicus.
Shut up, Smiths fan. You got no opinion.
Andronicus, it's Titus.
Greg, are we going to go down to the river?
Why don't you take me to the river?
No, I'm taking the streets. All right,
anyway, let's
let's carry on.
Let's never go
Scott
on this.
Scott Pilgrim, why not it? Because I really doubt anybody besides me in our circle of friends has read any of those comics.
No.
Yeah, pretty good comics. I just never got around to reading the second one. So
yeah,
and the movie looks good, even though Michael Cera is playing Michael Cera.
I can't believe how that guy's grown progressively younger.
It is kind of crazy.
It's really creepy how that guy.
He gets so much. People need to get off him because, like, even if he does play the same role, at least it's not a bad role. I mean, it's not amazing, but
yeah,
he's an okay.
At least he's
kind of like Alan Ruck.
At least he doesn't play an angsty teen. He plays like the teenager archetype that's just kind of reserved and doesn't really want to get into any kind of trouble with anything unless he feels that there is something to be gained
from it.
She's channeling the nerdy kid from The Breakfast Club is what you're saying.
Are we talking about the same guy who played the boyfriend of the pregnant chick from Juno?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes. Can I kill that guy, please? Oh, shit. FBI.
Why?
I just don't like
hate
that
him
guy.
Because Ellen Page is one of the worst actresses.
Is he,
of
is he older than fucking me? He's got to be older than me.
He's 22.
He looks like he's fucking 14.
Yeah, 22.
Wow, he's younger than I am. Holy crap.
Greg, don't you just feel old?
No, I don't. I'm only a year older, so I don't care. Anyway,
I look like I'm fucking 40 compared to him.
Yeah, well, that's because you have a steady diet of alcohol, cigarettes, and loose women.
Oh, yeah. That's the way we roll.
Anyway, Scott Pilgrim, if you like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and comic books and Nintendo and you hate Roger Ebert, Scott Pilgrim should be a fun movie.
He's damn good. Nintendo's. I don't even know what a Nintendo is.
Exactly. I don't know what a Nintendo is, and I have no idea what all these references are. So I'm going to say this movie is bad and it moves too fast. Ha. Huh.
For such a senile old man like him to keep up with, at least.
That's my reference.
So if you're under the age of 85...
Chris said, you would tell him to shut up, but nature's already done that. Aww.
You know, speaking about Roger Ebert, when is that guy going to die?
I don't know.
I don't know. Homeboy has, like, survived some mean diseases, so I don't know.
Oh, shit, man. He's kind of like Clint Eastwood. The fucking guy just refused to die.
Yeah, what's that bet that you have going with somebody? Who is it with?
December. I got my son in December that Clint Eastwood will bite the dust.
Yeah, what about you, Dylan?
Fucking
what are we talking about?
About Clint Eastwood. Our pool.
Oh, the Clint Eastwood bet?
Yeah.
I got from now until like October, I think.
I got 27 December specifically.
Yeah.
It's like a craps deal. We pick a number and you go for it.
We're like a really bad underground gang who just get bets on people's deaths. What's wrong with us?
Hey, that's how we make money. Shut up.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting close.
Jay, I'm Brad Pitt, and you're Richard, what's his name? What's
Pryor.
He called? No, yeah, you're Richard Pryor, and I'm Brad Pitt in Fight Club, of course. Yes, Richard Pryor.
Oh, you're talking about Fight Club.
Wow.
You're Richard Norton, right? I've never
Edward
watched
Norton.
That movie.
Edward Norton.
Fucking
who cares?
Christ, you jackass.
Who was it? Was it him who, like, got crazy and beat a dude up for no reason, or was it Robert Downey Jr.?
No, that was that was Edward, wasn't it?
No,
yeah,
I think
that was
Robert Downey Jr. who got into a fight.
Was it Robbie or was it Eddie? No. Mm. All
right, well, guys, we're getting close to the
inevitable end.
Never mention the limits. Kevin Smith knows that and he respects it. Never mention the limits.
For God's sakes, Greg, now you screwed us. Now we have to make
I hate you so much, Greg. You know what? It's just me and Ninja. You leave. Leave. Now. Now.
I can hang up on him, but then that will end the recording.
It's okay, because we've only got 50 seconds left, so.
Well, before we hang up,
I'd like to make an announcement. According to Facebook, a girl I know is swimming at 1 in the morning. Huh? Ain't that crazy?
Anyway,
So
I suddenly decided to hear music after I was muttering about whatever the fuck we're talking about. That's because Greg here just eloquently announced the end of, the first part. Way to go, asshole.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man, but, Pamela, she speaks to me. She tells me when to end the shit.
So, the only woman in your life. And
the only woman that matters, man. Anyway, we'll see you guys.
Kill it before it dies.
We'll see you guys.
Stop poking the dead horse.
In the next segment.
Your life is over. Your life is over. Your life is over. Your life is over. Your life is over.
All right, welcome back. We are now joined by Mikey, the Canadian, and we're going to talk a little Deadly Premonition. Go.
Yo, dog, that game is really bad, and I could never recommend it to anybody, but I absolutely love it.
It has twins with flannel shirts. Isn't that a good selling point?
What's that, Zach? I didn't hear you.
Fuck you.
Zach, I think we need to focus on the case.
Where's the fucking noise? Where's the fucking humming noise that we need? Damn it.
Mikey, what's your opinion on the Deadly Premonition?
Oh, I love the shit out of that game until there's like a certain point in the art house where you have to fight these ladies on the wall and it's horrible. It's horrible.
And can you explain the ladies on the wall?
Okay, you're running around in some tunnel, then boom. There's these barriers which prevent you from getting across this tunnel. So this lady comes out that's crawling on the wall for no reason. And
obviously she has issues.
She's invisible now. But when she comes into your proximity, she somehow goes not invisible, grabs you, and just rapes you like a Southern African. So
oh, God. We just hit the racism barrier. Let's keep going.
Hey, there's white Southern Africans. We're not racist yet.
Yeah. Those were people that stole it from the Southern Africans. Never mind. Anyway.
All right, continue. We don't need to argue about Robert Mugabe. He's very sensitive. All right, keep going.
Coming soon.
It literally takes hundreds of bullets to kill these things. So
hundreds of thousands of bullets to kill your ordinary.
Is it interrupting him?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Good Lord, you alcoholic.
Hey, shut the hell up.
Hey, shut your mouth. I will drive hockey puck so far deep up your ass that it will have Mark Messi's signature when it comes out of your poop hole.
You know what? That's why the Maple Leafs will never fucking win.
I'm not a Maple Leafs fan.
Toronto? No? Oh.
Personally, I like the Ottawa Senators.
No.
Personally, I'm a nerd and I hate sports. Da 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 da.
Hey!
Yeah. And, Mikey, tell us about the StarCraft 2.
Yeah, let's carry on. Let's do this.
No, I'm not done about the ladies.
I'll continue about the wall, ladies.
The water hasn't even been touched on that game.
Oh, God.
So, we're taking 100 bullets to kill him. It takes 3 whacks from a fucking golf club to kill it.
So I killed it with my golf trophy. Then
it's done. You're like, oh, thank God, it's done. You progress 2 feet down past the barrier, then boom, another one spawns. You have to go get to kill it again. Then it goes on for at least 5 more ladies, and the mission ends, and I stop playing the game for 3 months.
This sounds like serious domestic violence.
Really? You still haven't picked it back up?
Well, I probably played it last month for 2 minutes. I was like, ah, oh, fuck this.
You know, I ran into a guy at a local game shop.
Oh,
by local game shop, I mean not EV or GameStop. It's like a local one. And this guy was gushing about Deadly Premonition. He's like, yeah, man, it's like the original kind of survival horror. It's real survival horror. You know, it's not all action-based like Dead Space.
Are you sure he didn't work there?
Are you sure he wasn't retarded? Because, I mean, maybe.
Was he wearing his pants on his head by any chance?
He wasn't talking like that. Like the way I was.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I bet
he's the same kind of guy who loved Broken Side, ironically.
Maybe, I don't know, but the whole point is, like, this guy, and I was talking to him afterward, after he was gushing about it, and I, you know, he was like, I actually like Dead Space. What the hell was that guy talking about? So, it's just, I don't know, there's some strange people out there, man. People dig all kinds of games, but this guy had some serious issues if he
thought... Does this guy have a macro from when he lands?
Yeah.
Got NJ, I'm going to espousally abuse you and then beat you with a sack of hot quarters.
I couldn't
help
myself.
Stop interrupting people.
I couldn't help myself.
Look,
all I'm saying...
Mikey, if you had to give Deadly Premonition a score out of 3, what would you give it?
Wait for it.
Make it out of 5.
5 out of 3. Okay. No, okay, no. Seriously.
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Would you believe they said that was like the best game of 2010 so far?
Who did?
Or at least they said X-Play said that it was either the best game of 2010 so far or one of the best. I'm not sure which.
I think they're trolling.
Hey, you Demon's Souls won best game of the year at GameSpot, so yo, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I have to admit, Demon's Souls isn't a bad game. It's just hard as balls.
It's not. It's just that is not an amazing game either.
GameSpot trolling.
Mikey, tell us about your addiction.
Oh, I'm addicted to StarCraft 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Poor soul. Another one is lost. And
the reason I was late is because this one mission is I get the pretty much this area on this planet is infested with fucking Zerg shit. And it fucking infests the motherfuckers, right? So fucking... You gotta build these fucking bunkers to build some motherfucking bunkers again. You put some dudes in those fucking bunkers. My time calls, they should be killed with motherfuckers. So.
NJ, stop laughing.
Just die. So you take these cards, like, yo, go burn that motherfucking building. You burn the motherfucking building. And then you have to go back, defend your shit again, repeat, and it takes like an hour. God, that game's so good.
Okay.
Wow.
What?
Now that we know what StarCraft 2 is like.
Shit.
Oh god.
Fucking Christ.
Mikey, are you excited about the other two games they're making?
Two of them.
Yeah.
This is part one of.
Oh right, I forgot about that whole debate. Like, oh god, they're coming in parts.
That's for the Zerg game, but I'll definitely buy the Protoss one.
Oh really? Why not the Zerg? You're afraid of the Zerg rushes?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, well, no.
So, okay, what do you do? What do you do with the Protoss pack? Do you strap it to your back?
Oh, God.
I couldn't hit my lows any further.
Oh, God. All right, let's talk about James Bond GoldenEye.
Oh, buzzing.
It's only going to be a bunch of assholes.
Let's talk about Bobby Kotick's insane lust for money.
Money.
Speaking of which, GoldenEye is being remade. Yeah.
Yeah, that was GoldenEye. Even though that was a good fucking game.
Hey, go back and try to play that game.
Okay, if I play it right now, I'll probably lose my sight and my will to live. Not a lot of other things.
Doesn't hold
but
up.
Damn it, I made a good point. It's a good game.
Have they announced if it's going to have online yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to have every fucking thing you could possibly imagine.
Online.
The online is pretty much like GameCube online.
There is no online. You just hope that you connected to some random stranger from fuck knows where.
It's going to have, get this, persistent stat tracking, perks.
Dude.
Possibly even killstreaks. We don't know yet. Hasn't been revealed.
Killstreaks.
We're not prepared to talk about this at this
moment. Not even that. The worst part is that's Daniel Craig.
Why?
I mean, he is the most fabulous Batman ever.
Squamous Solace was awful.
He looks like a Russian villain, for God's sakes.
Punching people.
Have you watched any of the newer movies, Mike?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
I'd say watch Casino Royale and just skip Quantum.
Really?
Squamous Solace is fucking boring.
Movie. Just, hey man, what's up? Just punch them right out.
Well, I mean, those movies are always laughably awful to me, so. Action is always poorly choreographed. It's awesome.
It's always choreographed like it's some kind of 80s, like, almost like a Lethal Weapon kind of movie. A lot of gunfights, a lot of shootouts in places where you would never expect them, shit like that. What do you fucking do?
Speaking of Mel Gibson.
Oh, God.
His career is over.
Oh, his career has sunk like the Titanic.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hit the iceberg and...
Apparently, he was worried about his wife being raped by a pack of men of African ancestry. Exactly.
That is nowadays a very big fear to have.
Yeah, exactly. Every time I walk down the street, I just make sure there are no men tracking me down to rape me. In a pack.
Because
it's very scary.
Yeah.
That's not racist. Not at all. No. They're predators we're talking about here, so.
I mean, like, seriously, his career, if he bounces back, I will God, he, wow, he has a hell of a PR if he bounces back from, I mean, first he's like, damn Jewish cops, and then he's like, damn black people and damn whores.
Sugar tip.
Exactly.
He's got to start over.
He doesn't. He needs to stop being crazy.
Well, give him his damn pills then.
Catholic, I'm pretty sure there's like something in the Catholic religion which prohibits that kind of stuff.
Just put him in his drink, make him calm down, let him make good moves again. Done.
He's never made a good move.
You know, that's a good thing.
Maybe if you drug him up, maybe it will happen.
It's a good thing I'm not Catholic, or I wouldn't be able to record this podcast with you guys.
Good thing I'm not Catholic, otherwise I couldn't live like this.
Good thing I'm not Catholic, or I'd be crazy.
Good thing I'm not Catholic.
I'll drink.
I'll be telling myself in the mirror every day, you're a bad person and you should feel bad.
Aren't you supposed to whip yourself? Oh, wait, no, it's a different religion.
I got a really, really weird story about Mass once. Like, have any of you ever been to a Catholic Mass?
I think I did.
What?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, it is like, it's like that awkward beginning of a concert where you know the band is coming out, but everybody's being kind of quiet other than a few people cheering, and everybody just kind of looking at each other anxiously, waiting for something to happen. It's like that, except 2.5 hours, because everybody's just sitting there in silence, listening to like some 800 million year old priest drone on about how we should try to be more like Christ. And it, oh my God, like, it is the scariest thing ever, because there are just really weird, almost Satan-like sculptures everywhere in those places. It's awful.
And the fact that we're all listening to a man preaching on about fucking nothing makes it just proves that we're just a hive mind.
Plus, am I the only one who sees anything wrong with a grown man giving alcohol to children?
No, that... I don't. Hell, I would love that guy.
Oh, just you mean Jesus juice?
Yeah, yeah. Man, when I went to church, they used to throw the Jesus juice around like semen, let me tell you.
You know...
And semen? Oh, that was wrong.
I miss Michael Jackson, I really do.
Yeah, but we can now make jokes without him suing us to death.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I'm gonna miss, you know, I'm gonna miss out because I really wanted to play Plants vs. Zombies, but guess what? I'm not gonna be able to see the Michael Jackson zombie.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, mod the game.
Can't.
We're on the Xbox, we're not allowed to mod.
Yeah, if we mod, we're gonna get banned. The ban hammer's gonna hit us real hard.
What about this? Stop playing on Xbox Live. Just unplug the fucking thing and then mod it.
An Xbox without Xbox Live is like a refrigerator with no
heat,
electricity.
It's like a refrigerator without no alcohol.
No! No!
No!
No!
NJ's gonna have nightmares now.
God damn it, Greg!
He's gonna wake up in a cold sweat one in the morning. No alcohol! Oh!
Oh! Well, no, we're not children. Anyway.
Well, at least I still have a lady.
Hey, is anybody here interested in BlazBlue?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's 3-1.
Where goes that conversation?
Out of the window.
BlazBlue. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Are we way past the 15 minutes right about now?
No, we got about a minute and a half left. So.
In that case, let's talk about sex and balls.
In that case, this podcast has gotten really bad.
No, not bad. Off topic.
Well, that's the point. We're, you know, off topic.
Hey, well, isn't that kind of the point of our podcast? Because we've never stayed on topic.
Well, all the good podcasts go way off topic.
Right, that's why we'll never be a good podcast, and people have to settle with that.
No, that's what makes us a good podcast.
Oh, no, you alcoholic moron. He said all the good podcasts go off topic.
I thought he said stay on topic.
We're not fucking NPR, man. We can go off topic.
Yeah, really.
We make inside jokes because we can.
And on that note, we're going to take a little break, right?
This is done, you crazy bastard. We have nothing else to talk about.
All right, we're ready for shitty music.
Yeah, well, afterwards, stay tuned because we might have some, you know, what do they call it again? No.
Music.
No.
Outtakes. Bloopers.
We're going to have a blooper reel at the end of this, so.
Make sure to play the Benny Hill theme over them, okay?
I gotta download that shit. Of course, I gotta steal it.
Alright, everybody, take care, and I hope you enjoyed the second episode of the Haunted Amusement Park podcast.
And if you didn't, send all hate mail to Greg D on giantbomb.com.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, don't hang up yet. Don't cut it off yet.
5 seconds. No. Say what you gotta say.
There's links on the main page. Troll him.